First Chronicles 20. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, Joab led out the army, ravaged the country of the Ammonites, and came and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. Joab attacked Rabbah and overthrew it. David took the crown of Milcom from his head. He found that it weighed a talent of gold, and in it was a precious stone, and it was placed on David's head. He also brought out the booty of the city, a very great amount. He brought out the people who were in it, and set them to work with saws and iron picks and axes. Thus David did to all the cities of the Ammonites. Then David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. After this, war broke out with the Philistines at Gezer. Then Sibekai the Hushathite killed Sippai, who was one of the descendants of the giants, and the Philistines were subdued. Again there was war with the Philistines, and Elhanan, son of Jair, killed Lamai, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. Again there was war at Gath, where there was a man of great size, who had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot, 24 in number. He also was descended from the giants. When he taunted Israel, Jonathan, son of Shimeah, David's brother, killed him. These were descended from the giants in Gath. They fell by the hand of David and his servants.